We are continuing our shurim on Shah Kavanot Inyani Pesach. We're in the middle of Drush Vav. So Hashem, hopefully we'll finish off in this session. So those have the Tiva Kavanot. We're listening to this tape. It's on page Kuf Pei Chet. Also, we're going to introduce the charts. Anybody who wants a chart can always contact me through yeshivatechen.com. Over there you find the chart of, or who have the Sefer of Etz Chaim Lemotzeim. It's on page 219 in that Sefer. So there you have the chart of Abba, we spoke about, which is indicative of matzahs, of all the components of matzahs. And then on the left-hand side, you have the page which is of Ima, all the mochim of Ima coming into Zah. Those are all the inyanim of the Yayin and the Kapas and the Charoset. Okay, so let's continue on page Kuf Pei Chet. Be'inyan hakatnut anu tzrichim lechaven eich nirmazim shlosh elokim elu b'shalosh matzot ha'elu. Okay, so let's see the Tiva Kavanot in Kuf Chaf Chet. He says following. Sar leva'er eich nirmazim amochim dekatnut rishon b'matza atzmo. So now we have to look at the katnut part. Remember, the za is split into four different rows. The lowest row, going from bottom to top, we'll find that there is katnut rishon and then katnut and katnut sheni, and then gadlut rishon and gadlut sheni. Now then you're going to find four rows, four columns going down. The first one to the right is Chacham, the one to the left is Baga, and the one in the middle is divided by Chasadim Dedat and Gvur Dedat. Now in each one of those boxes, we just made a chart of 16 boxes, and in each one of those boxes you're going to find that there is a particular mitzvah or a series of mitzvahs which have to be mukuyim in order to memali that mokum in Zah. So we're talking about the katas over here. So katas rishon particularly. In the katas rishon, we know that we sent shefa from Abba into Zah. Now when we're bringing down the shefa, we have to know that every time we deal with katnus, as he mentioned to us, the Arizal, we're dealing with the shemas of Elohim. The shemas of Elohim. Then he says, kevan shvikol mochim shemamshichim tzirich leot remez maaseh so where is going to be the remez in these Elohim for the matzah of Katas Rishon? So the Ariza continues on page Kuf Pei Tet. He says, "Omnam inyan kavanatam hi mechulekit kifi habichinat tzio otiyoteihem." So really, it would depend on how you write out the letters of Elohim. And explains, "Vatuloma kinei kasher yesh kama shemot kulam shavim, ein b'nehem chiluk shinoi rak ba'ot echad b'hem, ve'ein tzarech lechaven rak ba'ot or ot levada, asher nafal ba'shinoi." So we know that the Elohims are all written the same, whether it's male or pashut, all is identical, except there's only one difference when you write out, excuse me, the letter aleph of Elohim, meaning like this. No, we're not talking about the first aleph. When you memali the shem Elohim, so it's aleph lamed pei lamed mem dalid, hey aleph, then you have yud vav dalid, and then mem. But when you're spelling the hey, and you're spelling the hey with an aleph, then that particular aleph you can spell in two different ways. You're going to spell it with the yud vav yud, or you can also spell it with the yud vav dalid. So when you spell it with yud vav yud, then it represents a chasadim to that. And when you're going to represent the yud vav, when you represent the aleph with a yud vav dalid, sorry, yud vav dalid, that's right, that's going to be gvurt dalid, because the gvurt adat. And the Dalit should give you the Simen, because the Dalit represents the Dal or the Gvur part of that Shefa. So that's how we're going to remember. It says the Arizal that all you have to do is just mechaven on that particular letter. Shlosha Elokim Nizkam Kulam Shavim. Now those Elokims are all Shavim, all three of them. Ve'en b'nem shinoi elo be'ot hei b'lva, like it explains you. Ki be'ot hei ze shel Elokim biyoto b'chokma I b'milo yud vavdal keze hey yud. So you're going to spell it with hey yud. Biyotam b'chin l'milo ze hey keze biyot b'odad b'dad Miloi kaze is hey aleph. So it's a bit more than what I just told you, because not only is the dag going to be split into two parts, but also the chokhma side is going to be hey yud, and it's spelled in, and also the bina side or the baga side is going to be hey hey. Va'adelze delze gam ken. Anu mechavanim atu b'shino shlosha hashemot elu shel Hashem Elokim. We're talking about, that's also Elokim Pashut, because we're talking about the Miloi. B'shlosha minei tzurim shiyesh be'ot ha-hei. Same thing over there. When you spell the hei is going to be spelled in three different ways. Lefi she'elo Elokim hem b'chinas katnud rishon. V'gam she'em b'chinas moch de'aba. לכן אין אנו מחבלים בהם שינוי מילואים שבהם רק שינוי ציורות הפשוט עצמה שבשם אלוקים מבחינת ציורה יוכר ההפרש שיש בין אלוקים דה חוכמה לאלוקים דה בינה עוד דעת. So again, we're looking at the tradition, which is on our chart is going to be where it says 29, 38, 46, 48, 31, 40, 30, 47, 39, all that row of Katos Rishon, the Yisus Saba, then we're going to find that the Elohims over there all spelt with a different type of hey. Either it's hey, hey yud, or it's going to be hey, hey. And even the hey is going to be spelled differently as we're going to mivai over here. Now, ki, excuse me, again, ולפי שאלו אלוקים הם בבחינת קטנות רישות, וגם הם בבחינת מוכן דאבא, לכן אין אנו מכוונים בהם שינו המילוי, שבהם רק ששינו ציור עוד ה' הפשוטה עצמה שבשם אלוקים, ובבחינת ציור, ציורה יוכר ההפך שיש באלוקים דחוכמה, לאלוקים דבינה, או בדעת. כי הנה, יש זמן שאלו אלוקים אינו ממולים, אלא פשוטים. Sometimes you only mali the pshutim. Be'evshal la'akir eze chokhma ve'ez bina ve'ez dat. Ela al yedei shino tzion elu kimosh naskir. Ve'ze inyana. And this is the inyan that we're speaking about. Which is v'hine. O'tai hei de'elukim du'chokhma tziura ve'tzirota I dalet yud. Ve'shel bina dalet vav. Ve'shel dat shlosh vavin. So the way you're going to differentiate between the elukims, we have to differentiate, because some Elohims are for Chochmah, some Elohims for Bina, some Elohims for Dat. How are we going to know which one is for which? Well, it's like this. When you're going to spell the Elohim, is very, very simply the five letters, Aleph, Lamed, K, Yud, Mem. So the K, the Hey, that you're going to be spelling, you can spell it with a Hey, meaning with a Dalit and a Yud. And then when that's on the Chochmah side. The Bina side, you're going to spell the Hey with a Dalit and a Vav. And in the dad side, you're going to spell it with the three vowels. So those you got to memorize, because every time you see those, you're going to go, oh, okay, that's moach das coming down. That's moach chokma. That's moach bina. You're going to just have to, you'll know that straight away off the bat. Now, biohu ki hine tzot od he he dalit al vav. So if you look at the he, he says, let's give an example over here with the dalit vav, which is the bina side. So don't think it's a big vav, because then the hay will be deformed. It's not a proper dalit vav. It's a dalit and a small vav. Which is a yud. So when it's a tiny nekuda, so we're going to say the dalit and yud. That's the chokhmah side. And the dalit and avav is the bina side. Kinezu avav shvatoch hahei he b'chinat zav. So he's telling you right now that the vav which you find inside the hay, that's depicting zav. Ubiyoto toch chokhmah he b'tzod yud who tipat moach chokhmah biyot b'bina az nase vav. כי הוא מורה על הזמן עיבור שהוא בתוכו שהובא בסוד וב קצוות. So it's very interesting. He's adding information over here that even though we said that the hay can be spelled down three different ways, there's meaning to this as well. Because when it's spelled with, for example, it's spelled with the U that's talking about that it's still in the Ebo stage. The Ebo stage. And when it's spelled with the Vav, that has to do with the Vav Ketzavos. Hey Vav is representing as well Vav, which is representing of Zah, which is a Vav Ketzavos. Now, V'yota B'dat, as Hu Horat Yitzpashut Yimah B'tocha Azah, Shnikra Dat B'sod Mochim Shebo, המתפשט לשלוש הקווים שבו, ולכן צורד A, זוהי שלוש הווים כזה, וו, שהוא הורד שלוש הקווים כנזכם, הנה הדעת היא קו אמצעי שבצורת הצורת וו. And the last word is spelled, the hay would be three vavs, one to the right, one to the left, and one on top. Now why is that? Where does that come from? What's the source for this? Because we know the dat is comparatively the vav. Because the dat is the kav emsa'i, that's the vav. Now we also know that the ima is mashpia to zayin three different areas from the netzach od yisod, the kav yamin, kav smal, kav emsa. So it comes out that these three kavim are being affected. Zas three kavim are being affected by the ima. So therefore, that is good for the pshat in this. Funny looking hay, which is a collection of three vowels. So that's a pshat. Now we're going to apply these now. Now we're going to skip to Gadlut Sheni, which in our picture is 24, 25. When we speak about the Gadlut Sheni, so when you look at the box 23, you'll see that that's the Moach Chochma, which is configured as an Ab. That's Moach Chochma. That's going to be 24. That's going to be the Matzah, which in Kabbalistic Kavonis is going to have Ayah Sag, which represents the Moach Bina. But you see, Bazu Abina Rishona Eno Nechlekid V'Nifres L'Shei Poposot Ki Kinego Chochma Nika Od Yu V'Ot Achat Shlema. So therefore, when you're dealing with the first Matzah, which deals with the Moach Chochma, you don't cut it in half. You don't cut it in half. As we'll see later on, there is a Matzah that you do cut in half. Excuse me. So as opposed to that matzah, the reason why you're not going to cut this in half is because what is happening over here is that you're writing this, you're writing the shemot over here with a yud. Again, chokhmah is always spelled with a yud, and since yud is one davar shalem, you don't break it in half. So therefore, you don't break the matzah. You don't make the matzah, makes sense. אבל המצה השנייה נחלקת ונפרסת לשני פחוסות כנודס. This explains one of the mitzvahs of the mitzvah that when it comes to the time to cut the matzah in half. And when we see there's a specific way how we cut it in half. Okay, one page, Kuf Sadi Gimel, where it says the Ot Kuf Mem Zayin. אבל המצה השנייה נחלקת נפרסת לשני פחוסות כנודה. חציה, we're turning over the page, קוף צדי דלת, חציה להכיל המצה, וחציה לאפי קומן. Okay, so this is קורך, מצווה קורך, so what we do, we take the matzah, the middle matzah, we split into two parts. What are we doing with that? The kavana is for half for the mitzvah of moti matzah, and half for the mitzvah of afi kumen. לפי שהבינה נקראת עוד ה, because we know that the matzah in chokhmah dat, chokhmah de abba, which is coming in, is considered to be, we're going to be meramis to the matzah to the עוד ה. והיא נחלקת לציורים שני אותיות דלת and וו, because as we explain that the dalet and the hay split into two different letters on the bina side, which is dalet and vav, and therefore lachain, and this is very important, lachain nifreset leshte pusot, we're going to cut into two shehem sod zun beyotam tocha bina, because we're going to cut it to two, and that's going to be the sod of bina. Ki bina nikra hei b'klalutea v'nukva nechma zevitzio od dalet shel hei.
וזה נרמז בעוד וב שלה או ביותם בתוכה בסוד איבו שניהם מתחברים ונעשים עוד ה אחת. So it's very important. So when we have this mitzvah of korech, and we're going to not korech, sorry, excuse me, when we're going to be cutting the matzah into two parts, we have to understand that merumah is in the hay. The hay is a combination of dalit and vav. So on a more kabbalistic terms, we understand that those are connected to the two partsufim of zah v'nukva. Zah is connected to vav, as we know, vav katzavot. He has six field, and the nukva, which is the compared to the dalit, and the reason for that. That is because she's the Malchut, she's the Dal, Daleha, Min Ha'orot. Means she's less the Gamet Klum, she doesn't have any Orot for herself, and therefore that's why she's Mechum and Kenege the Dalet. Lechein, he says, continue on page Kuftari Dalet. Lechein, Lechlek Lishtaim. Chatzia Arishon, Shitzurat Vav, Minichin Lapikomen. So we're going to, for the first half, the Vav, Vav is going to be left over for Afikomen. V'chetzi ha-sheni, surat ha-dalit, she-keneged ha-nukva. And the dalit is going to be keneged mukva. Anu mechabrim ota im ha-chokhma. We put them together with the chokhma, which was the first matzah, the top matzah. The top matzah, why is it not nechleki? Because it's keneged the he-yud. Yud is not split whatsoever. She-hi matzah rishona shlema. Or mevarchim aleihem ha-motzi ואכילת מצה, והמוצי כנגד שלמה, ואכילת מצה כנגד הפחוסה. Interesting here, it doesn't even start with the last matzah. Where is the lechem mishnah over here? Okay, akopanim. So the top matzah is going to be with top matzah and the part of the dalid that you're going to be using for. It's going to be all mishtatif to do the mitzvah of motzi matzah. Okay, I hope that's clear. Now ve'al. Ve'al, so let's continue. Ve'al zu apchusa shniya she'i keneged od dalet shelahei. Anu omrim ha'lachmananya. So on this particular dalet, which we cut away from the hay, we're going to start saying the entire mitzvah of magid. Kimamram zal ma darko shel ashenani b'prusa, like the Chazal say, ma darko ani b'prusa. Also, we were like a niem, and we're going to do this mitzvah as well. So now, ve'inyan hi hu ki betchila tzurat hay. First, it starts with hay. Shel halachmananya, because when you say halachmananya, it's a hay yedia with a hay, and we're going to spell it with hay aleph. Without the hay. Sure, Pusak in this car. Kio dalid, who lashon dal. Dal v'ani, as we said. Kima shaita od hay, nasi lachman anya, sure dalid. Sure dalid. So, what I want to do over here now, I want to read the very interesting Tiva Kavanot here on page, on the Ot Kuf Mem Tet. So he says as follows: Et matzam tzaid shromezit le hey anu mechalakim l'shtaim. So the matzah in tzaid is the merumas to the hey to the hey. Anu mechalakim l'shtaim. We split into two. Da'ainu shanu mechalakim into dalet ve'et avav ve'et chelak gadol shu tzurat avav shu keneged za anu matniim afikomen. So he says it's clear that the bigger piece, we never know how to make, is the bigger piece the vav, the bigger piece the hey. So this is clear over here that the bigger piece is the vav and not the dalit. V'chet yasheni says Arizal says tzurat the dalit shukneged nukva anu mechabrim ota ima chokma shiya matzar yishna shlima et chelik yasheni shu tzurat the dalit muhmez lenukva anu machzirim lekara umanichem otan yachli mematzar elyonu shamuach chokma uromez leliyut. So when you put them together, you have the original yud, which is a top matzah, and then you have the new matzah, well, part of it anyways, you have the dalit of that matzah, of the mensites, together makes dalit yud, which also makes the hay. And then you make a bracha on it, and motzim lechem min ha'aretz, and achilat matzah, v'achilat matzah keneged ha'pchusah. So, על השני מצוות אנו מברכים המוצי מצה. המוצי על המצה, ראשונה שירה בחינת החוכמה.
ובקעת על נעל אכילת מצה על המצה פחוסה שהוא בחינת נוגבה נקרא דלת. So you're going to make two brachas. The first bracha מוציא, he's going to go on the top matzah, and the achilat matzah is going to go on the middle matzah. ועל זה הפרוסה השנייה שנקנגד עוד דלת שלהיה, אנו אומרים על החמנניה. הנה, על פי אריזה צריכים לומר היי, היי לחמנניה. בצר התחנת ההי. והכוונה בזה הוא על המצא האמצעית בצירוף הראשון. הרי האמצעית היא בצורת דלת וב, והנה כאן הרי יש לנו רק את הדלת שאת הוו, שאת הוו הנה הרי אפיקומן. Because you split it out, you put the vav by the אפיקומן. ואת הדלת הזו היא מצרף עם המצה הראשונה שהיו, דרכתב נעשה ההי, זה יגיד מכנע ההי, וזה כוונת. אלך מנניה על עוד ההי הזאת. So when you say that the Haggadah, you have to have in Kavana that you created a new hay. You took the original yud for the top matzah, and you add it to the dalet of the middle matzah, so you make a new, that's a halachmananya. That's what it says in the Haggadah. Halachmananya ma'adak v'shal ani, v'cholufa ot hay azot hi anufa. The ot hay is a nukva, v'nas is lahem, לחם עוני כמובן בגמר שמצא פחוסה היא הלחם עניים שדרכו של עני פחוסה ולכן היא מרומזת למחוש שנית מעטה והנה כבתחילה תורת היא הלחמנניה ואחר כך נפרס ונעשה לה לחמנניה. So explains in עוד קוף נון דלת נאו בתחילה הייתה מצא בסוד אותה מרומזת על בינה שהיה בתוכה זבנו כבר בסוד עיבור. Now we know that Abba, sorry, Ima had inside of her two patsufim. Zav and Nukva b'shasibur. Ve'achakach nifches v'nish'ara rak adalet sheba she'adalet hi nukva nikra dala ve'aniyah ve'zah shu'o z'avav nish'ara v'komen. Ve'sibur shumah mama hey haynu od hey lach mananya nasiz aniyah v'dala v'nish'ara rak dalet. So that's pshah. When we say not halach mananya but lach mananya, That represents Zah leaving Ima, because he was an evil. Now he left Ima, and what's left only is the Dalit. That's the Dalit Dala, the weak, the Aniyim. That's Lachman Anya, the bread of the poor, because Zah left Nukva. Nukva's left by herself, and she's Dala. And then it continues, v'hine, b'itchabrut im natash l'shleima, I od yud, and then it makes a new hey. So it explains here on kuf nun hey. Hine, acher sheporsim et ha-matzah, ma'achzim et ha-chilek ha-echad l'kar ha-mitztarfim ota el ha-matzah elyona, v'zim shabarum ha-mshich n'omrim, di achalu ahavtana. Why does it say di achalu ahavtana in that gadam? Because di is spelled dalit yud. That's exactly what you're doing. You bring in the dalit of the middle matzah. The vav you put away for afikoman. The dalit which you've kept and you put it together with the top matzah, which is the yud. That's kufa, the di. Sheach sheach ziru shechazeinu et dalit zo shibreinu ota ima matzah ve'el yonam nikra ve'yud anasim biyachad di. Harei itbaru kam shlosha madrigot mitchila et amatzah shehei shlema haromezin al adabina sheyesh betocha za ve'nukfa. So at the beginning, what we did was, therefore, it comes out that you have three different levels, to make it very simple. The first level is you have the hay shlema, you have the one complete hay. The second, which is, what does it mean? It means that that's talking about bima, bina particularly. And inside bina, you have two parts of them called zav and nukva. And afterward, you split them up, zav and from nukva, the dalet from the vav. And after that, you put together the hay, which is the dala. excuse me. The dala, which is the nukva, with the chokhman that spells di. Hagin is ba'er tziur asheni shu dalet vav b'matzav ashniim. Terem nit parsam. Atzir sheni shibeski shuskar le'e b'shlosh atzirim matzav hu hey b'tzur dalet vav kezim. סוד מתי אמצעי שהסוד הן חללות בתוך הדלת וב לפני הנפחסה וצורת ההיה בצור הדלת וב וציור הראשון לדלת י' נרמז בהתחברות השלמה עם הפרוסה. הציור הראשון שהוזכר לאל הוא ההיה בצור הדלת י' כזה, הוא הרומז על המצה הראשונה, והשנייה היא השנייה ירדה והם נתחברינו את השלמה עם הפרוסה, ואז נעשים יחד דלת י', כיוון שהמצה עליונה בשלמה היא דלת י' והפרוסה דלת. זה just repeating himself. Now finally, so far you have the two different heys. You have the hey vav, that was the dalet, and that was the nukva and the za together. And then you have the new hey, which is the hey and the yud that we explained. And then finally, the last hey is the three vavs. And surah sadariza v'tziur shlishi shishlosha vavim nirmaz b'matzav atachtona aniskeret. כי מה הם שלושה מצות, כי מניין, שלושה ווים, כי נזכרים. הציור שלישי, שנזכר לאל, שהוא עוד, היי, בסוד גימול ווים כזה, והוא רומז על המוח שלישי, שהוא המוח הדעת. מוח הדעת. So the hey yud is חוכמה. Hey vav is bina. And the three vav that we're doing now, that's מוח רומז על המוח שלישי, וזה חוכם דעת. Only the moch dat, ולכן בו גימול ווים וכל זה רמוז במצה עצמה, כיוון שמצה היא מצה שלישי, ולכן היא רומז למוח הדת שיש בו גימול ווים. So this is the last מצה, the matza which is underneath, and that's going to be represented by the moch dat, and that's why it has three, because it is the third. ואז נכנס לכל המוחים מדרגת שני וקטנות ראשון. So what do we have so far? So he summarizes that reason. So he says הרי והרי נכנסו כל המוחים דגדלות שני. So we had all גדלות שני come in. That was the top row over here in this picture, in this diagram. וקטנות ראשון, that is the lowest row, the row number four. So עד כאן, he says in קופנותת, התחברו השמות של הקטנות הראשון של הגבל של הגדלות השני. So we explained, says Ariza, explained to קטנות ראשון, קטנות ראשון and גדלות שני, והתברו כל השלושמות של חוכמה בינה ודעה שהם שלושה מצוות, and explained to the three different columns, which is Chokhmah Bina Dat, and which depict, which are shown as Shemot Katnut Sheni, Einu Maskir, Kivan Shelo Kibel Me'arav Shemot Amochim Shelahem, and therefore, like we said yesterday, the Katnut Sheni, that we don't have Shemot, because we're not Mekabel Arav Chaim Ita, unfortunately, we're not Zoket to Mekabel that information. Veini Gadol Rishon, and what's left Gadol Rishon, Yachlom Kiddush Tayom, that we don't have to do anything, but that comes already in Kiddush Tayom, as we explained yesterday. Then at the end of the process, you have Katnut Sheni, Katnut Sheni, Katnut Sheni, Katnut Rishon, then you go back to Katnut Rishon. Now he says, now he's going to explain this a little bit more to depth into the Gadah, the words of Halachman Anya. Piyush, Hey Achrona, Shebeshem Nika Lechem, עוני בחיסרון הלבנה. מי זה? הלחמן הכוונה הוא על האות האחרונה של השם הוויה. So when you say the words הלחמן, yeah, it's referring to the last hay of the הוויה, י' כ' ו' כ'. שהיא מורה לבחינת המלכות כידוע. וכמו שהתבאר לאל ששליט אריזל, אריזל אומרים hay, so it's not הלחמן, according to אריזל actually with its tzeret, so it's He lachmaniya, not ha lachmaniya, with patach or kamatz. Velachei doresh ota rav al ot he, ve'hinei I aniya, shamachud nikra aniya bezman chisron levana, shechisron malchud, v'az nikrat malchud lechem onis. So the Malchut is as follows. We know that Zai is compared to the sun, and Malchut is connected to the moon. There's Levana. We know the Levana has different periods of time where she's bigger, sometimes she's smaller. So we're talking about Tukuba al-Lachmananya, which is the Lachmananya, which is the Ania Shebo, which is the pore in her. Therefore, that's why she is Mohumas to this particular aspect of her right now. And she's Mohumas to Levana. And therefore, because he's not receiving the Sheva, that's why it's called poor. Ki im alechem asheyi ocher, and explains in Kuf Samach Bet, kishein a yesod mekabel shefa milemala mimela en a malchut mekabelet shefa. Pashut, if the sod is not receiving any shefa, then how in the world is malchut, which is the sphere which is underneath you, so how is it going to be mekabel shefa? Lechem nikra lechem oni. That's why it's considered to be, that's why it's called Lechem Oni. Now, Bekivon Shemalchut Nikra Lechem, Kemo Didi Pepasu, Ki Im HaLechem Asher Hu Ochel, Shakavana Al Ishto. That's a remes to Ishto. But it's also, and Ishto is also a remes to Malchut. So Malchut, we see, is as a connection with bread. V'yaita bigalut Mitzrayim im avotenu u'mashpa'at lahem v'kema adama imo anochi b'tzara. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that I'm with you in times of distress. And who's I was with you? Who's the I? In this particular circumstance, Mitzrayim was the Malchut. The Eved to send down the Shekhinah to be with us in Mitzrayim. V'ibchinat Malchut ha'ita im avotenu be'etzaratam b'Mitzrayim v'ha'ita mashpia lahem et shefa. Givar sheYisrael ha'yu begalut v'katnut ha'ita gam ha'malchut b'chinat lachman ha'aniya. And therefore, since we were in katnut, then the accordingly the shefa which was there was also in the bechina of alachman anya of poorness. And this is what the poor bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Again, we're going to stress the word D. V'ze kavana she'omrim alach mananya da'ayinu shamalchut anikra lechem. The malchut, as we said, is a reference to lechem. D achalu avtana be'arad Mitzrayim shebichina zu ha'itayim avotenu b'mitzrayim. So this experience and this phase was with not only with the malchut, but also with avtana, with our forefathers. V'hine ha'esh yesh la shnei tziurim, and the hay has two tziurim per se, two main tziurim, who dalet vav and the dalet yud, as we explain. And v'holech sod sheni shnei tziurim sheyesh b'ot hay aleph, which is sod dalet vav, and the other is dalet yud. Ki kasher mikabel me'atiferet shu sod vav yitztayre ban sod dalet vav. And explains in Kuf Samach Vav, Hinei ha-tiferet nikre vav rucha. When you deal with the sphere of tiferet, you're going to deal with the ot vav. Ve'yesod nikre vav k'tzara. And let me explain to you as follows. There were just two sphirot, one above the other. One is called Tiferet, one is called Yesod. Now, when we compare the sphirot to letters, we're going to use the identical letter to represent Tiferet and Yesod, except there's a difference. There has to be a difference because they're two different sphirot. Tiferet is going to be considered to be the Vav Arucha, the long Vav. And the Yesod is short. Now, that's understood. Your body is obviously longer than your Yesod. So that makes sense why the Vav is Arucha by the Tiferet and it's Ketzara by the Yud. Excuse me. V'lechein, kisha malchut she'i dalit, a dalit, she's malchut, we know, is represented with the letter of dalit, mekabelet gam min ha'tiferet tzurat dalit Vav. And therefore, when she receives from, when the Malchut receives from Tiferet, which is the Vav Aruche, there's going to be a Hay which is produced. Dalit from Malchut and Vav for the Tiferet. Therefore, we combine Zav and Nukva together to make a Hay. וזהו בחינת האחר של האות ה' בצורת ד' ו', כיוון שהד' הוא המלכות, ועבר שתפארת, then it continues, אריזה, he says, כאשר תקפל מיסוד לבד בלי השפעה מהתפארת, או היא לחם, אז היא הלחם, או היא, ויצרר בה בסוד, Besod Dalit Yud. So what she's receiving means the Malchus is receiving directly from who? From the Chochmah. Or rather, in this particular case, we're going to call it the Yud, which is the Yesod. So when we solve the is the Vav Ketzara, it's going to spell Dalit Yud, a new Hey. It explains כשהמלכות מקבלת רק מן היסוד ואין מקבלת מהתפארת צורת הדלת שהיא בחינת מועטת יותר מבחינת דלת וב ושזה לא בחינה obviously ונעזי זאת בצורת דלת יוד הנה כאן מברר באופן אחר שמתבהר לאל שלאל ביאר צורת דלת וב הוא חיבור המלכות עם המזל קודם שנפרסה. So before I explain to us a different pshat, the first pshat was that you put together Dalet Hei to represent the separation between Zav and Nukva. You separate the Dalet from the Vav. You crack it in that fashion. The Dalet Yud or Malchut im Chochma, the Dalet and Yud is representative of Dalet, which is the middle matzah joining up with the top matzah. V'nim say Shayud b'chinas Meula Yoter min Vav. It comes out that you lead the Dalet is leaving the Vav and going towards the Yud. Meaning, from this we can deduce that the Yud is a higher b'china than the Vav. On the Ma'atah, now he seems to be saying the complete opposite in this pshat. In this particular pshat, in the Shakavon, he's saying, "At mevav shavav hu maale gedola yoter shu mekabelet min atiferet vedalet yud mizman katnud kishekabelet rag min yesod kevan sheod yivav more al ispashtut hashefa." Over here, he seems saying that the dalet, when it joins up with the vav, is on a higher bechinah. It's on a high bechinah called Tiferet. When it joins up with the Yud, which is the Yesod, it's on a low bechinah. Okay, it's a completely opposite. And the reason why the Dalet and the Vav are considered to be high bechinah, because the Vav is an inyan of Vav Arucha with his Pashtus. The Pashtus of the Sheva, that considered to be on a particular bechinah, on this particular bechinah, as a higher level. As a higher level. ולכן מספשתו את השפע מרומז בבצורת דלת וו ועוד יוד מורה על התמעטות השפע ולכן כשאין לנו כבר מקבל השפע מן התפארת שהיא נכתבת בצורת דלת יוד. So therefore the דלת יוד, יוד represents a small amount of שפע. As opposed to Vav, you can just understand the Vav is a long letter, so that's representing the Kabbalah from a long, a constant Shefa, flow of Shefa. So obviously that's more important than the Dalet Yud. So now we're going to continue on page Kuf Tzadik Tet. וזה מה שאמר די אכלו אבטנה בערד מצרים וזה סוד מה שאומרים די אכלו בערד מצרים והיינו שהמצרים שבמצרים הייתה היי שהם אכלו צורת די because that is the goof of what the food that they ate was in the shape of די די אכלו במצרים דהיינו שבמצרים הייתה היי because their היי was in the shape of דל יוד והיינו, בחינת הקטנות שקיבלה רק מסוד ולא מן התפאר. So it wouldn't surprise me that in Mitzrayim, if they were to spell and write, they would always write the hey with the Dalet Yud, because mamash, they would be mamash, and it said of Mokhim the Katnus over there. And then it continues, ולפי שסוד יסוד הוא קול, לכן אנו אומרים, קול דכווין יתה ויכול. Kol Ditzrich Yetei V'Yifsach. That's the Lashon of the Agadah, obviously. And why are we saying these words? Because Agufa, considering to what we've just said till now, the Ariza makes a lot of sense over here. That means he explains that Zikavanata Amshachat Ameshach Amama Kol Dichin Yitev Yechol Kol Dichin Yitev Yifsach Shareid Baesh Kavanat Allah Zman She'en Ayesod Mekabel Shefa Melemala Vayesod Yinikra Kol. Yisod is called Kol because we receive the five chasidim. Each chesed is another nekuda that comes inside. So each nekuda is 10. So you have 5 times 10, that is 50. That's the gematria of Kol, which is a kaf lamed, which is 20 and 30. It's 50 altogether. So the Yisod is always considered to be Kol. It's a receptacle for all the Sheva to come. So therefore, that's the kavan over here, the Yisod, is connected this inyan of kol. Loma sheyisod elyon sheyaniv rav lelechem velo haya mikabel me'atiferet. So therefore, these two hashbaz will be different. Kivan shelo kibel hayisod zav shifao milemala haya yisod aniv rav lechem sharei lachen hayta malchu besod dalit yud. Is Dalit Yud Vahainu Shaya Ani Shamalchut Kibla Rag Miyasod Shuhu Lo Aya Mekabel Metiferet. So the Yasod is not going to be covered from Metiferet. So there is a Chisaron over there. It's going to be covered from Katlus and not Gadlut. And that's why the Dalit Di Achalu is always repeated over here to indicate that. Yetei Ata Viechol ויזדבג עם המלכות בסוד טיפה היורדת מן המוח דרכות השדרה שהתפארת בסוד הדת. Now, ועתה, he says, in Kuf Ayin Aleph, ועתה שיוצאו ממצרים, נאצלו, יקבל את בבחינת זיווג הנקרא אכילה, ולכן אומרים, יתב יכול. לכן מקבל היסוד הטיפה העליונה, שיורד מן המוח, דרך חוד השדרה, והיינו שעיקר קבלתה היא מהתפארת, ועל ידי זה יתעורר היסוד וזיווג. So therefore, that once you've said that, then you can start eating, not literally, we don't have to motimata yet, but theoretically, that's why the Balagada says, from here, once you have the D together, then you can start producing the yetev yechol, you can start eating. Eating is always loshem zivug, because you're combining the top row of teeth and the bottom row of teeth, you bring them together, that's the inin of zivug, that's the inin of achila, of zivugim, and therefore that's why yetev yechol, come and eat. Because now you're making a zivug between the tiferet yesod, you're being mashpia from a high bechina to the lower bechina, and therefore that would make all the shefa come together. Okay, so we're gonna, unfortunately we did not finish, but we'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem, next time to finish off the dosh.